Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about fleeing temptation. Temptation is something every one of us will face. No one is immune. To be tempted is not sin. It's what you do with the temptation that's important. Even Jesus was tempted. We can read the story of his temptation and his victory over it in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4. I recently came across a study conducted by Discipleship Journal in which their readers were asked to rank the areas of their greatest temptation. The results are interesting. Here are the top temptations these Christians listed in order: materialism, pride, self-centeredness, laziness, anger and bitterness, sexual lust, envy, gluttony, and lying. Survey respondents noted temptations were more powerful when they had neglected their time with God and when they were physically tired. As you have prayed, whether in private or with others, at some point you have probably prayed the Lord's Prayer found in Matthew chapter 6. In verse 13, Jesus says we should pray, "Lead us not into temptation." The Bible teaches us that God does not tempt us to sin. If God did tempt us to sin, he would be acting contrary to his holy nature, against his desire for us to be holy as he is holy. When we pray, "Lead us not into temptation," we understand Jesus is saying that we can pray and ask our Heavenly Father to deliver us from temptation, to keep our hearts, and to give us the necessary strength to resist and to flee any temptations to sin. So what do we do when we are tempted? Several verses in the Bible talk about fleeing temptation. The word flee means to run away from a place or situation of danger. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, Paul says, "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 says, "Flee sexual immorality." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14 says, "Flee from idolatry." We must see that with God's help, we have the power to flee and to run away from temptation. If we are hesitant, if we wait and entertain the temptation, we lose power against it. God's word teaches us to flee. Joseph in Genesis chapter 39 is a great example of this. When Potiphar's wife tried to corner him and seduce him, Joseph wasted no time reasoning with her, which he knew from experience was a waste of time. The Bible says he fled out of the house. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." So how do we flee temptation? We can pray. We can cry out to God for strength against whatever temptation we are facing. Sometimes it may be necessary to physically flee your environment. You may need to call a friend or a family member for support. If you are facing a consistent battle with a particular temptation, you need to develop a battle plan. This plan may include memorizing helpful Bible verses, finding an accountability partner, and it may require changing your environment or who you spend time with. I trust the Holy Spirit to guide you on the right course of action. Remember, God provides a way of escape. Let Psalm 141 verse 4 be your prayer. "Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I can take part in wicked deeds among those who are evildoers." And here's today's challenge. What is essential is that you choose a course of action before you face the temptation. If you wait until you are tempted, it's too late. Decide today how you will flee temptation. Hey, thanks again for joining us for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting 5minutediscipleship.com. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends and family about it. Also, please leave a review of the show. It's not that hard, and I would be so very grateful. And you can do so wherever you listen to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.